As the weenie reindeer looks at the cold snowy night they got to spread Christmas cheer to their peers. Rudolph is indifferent because they are among the losers, and it is not even because they get bullied or lack self-esteem, it's far rather they thrive in the warm embracement of very dorky things. A female reindeer called Tina wanders in, drawn in by the appeal of how Rudolph is a loser person just so factually that their warm dorkish childlike nature is warmly age-regressing to even be around them in ways that are upbeat and cheerful. Tina gets a warm mischievous grin and asks, "Hey dork, what are you doing?" Rudolph looks troubled and indifferent and says, "I got to spread Christmas cheer, which is hard to do because I am such a loser person. It is not even safe. I am kinda a little kid person, as real as I talk to stuffed animals. I think nature makes me timid, sheepish on purpose for a good reason." Tina has a warm chuckle as she rolls her eyes a bit and says, "Yes, I think nature does make you timid, sheepish for a good reason." As Tina gets warm grin and asks, "So how are you going to spread Christmas cheer in this cold chilling winter night?" As Rudolph tumbles around pulling out a notebook of hundreds of pages of cryptic dorky diagrams and incoherent rambling, they look it over and says, "As far as I can figure out, by just being a loser person and that absurdity makes people happier." As Tina is highly humored, she has a warm chuckle and says, "Well, I think you found the power of your own element, as being a loser person to the extent it makes people happier might be the thing you can do best of all." As Rudolph looks troubled, they sigh and say, "I know it's so simple, but I often feel a need I must delete things after posting it anywheres, and they don't call me nature's weakest for no reason, but I need to save Christmas anyway." As Tina looks pleased as the look over Rudolph's plans, she pauses and says, "Wait, all you're going to do is post your creations on your the man now dog and a handful of Discord servers, and merely that makes you so unstable? Are you kidding me? I thought you going to try be famous YouTuber or something." Rudolph scoffs as they say, "There is no way I can post things on YouTube, that is way out of my league. I can't do fame, I can only pull off silly pit person a handful of places at best." As Tina gets the factually dorkiest preschoolie vibes, she is taken in pause as she says, "Cripes, I guess you say you're a loser person for a reason. I mean, even 10-year-old could do better than that. I mean, you're that dumb, dorky, disabled, and timid." Rudolph nods with a sigh as they say, I know, and as Rudolph pulls out a stuffed animal of Julia from Sesame Street, Rudolph says, "Julia often tells me I am the silliest person in her special needs room, and seeing me draw things makes her happier." As Tina gets these warm humiliation vibes, they admit this feels dorkier than an actual kid or little girl's room is, as in, wow, Rudolph is a big pussy. Rudolph sighs as say, "Yes, I am a pussy and a loser person, a real one, and I can't change that, but I do enjoy how childlike it makes me. I enjoy being so disabled for the fact it molds me to be such a warm little kid-like person." As Tina looks into the chilling, haunting wintry night, she sighs and says a bit depressed, saying, "Yes, it is going to get much, much colder, so real is no doubt Christmas will be gone to the lives of many, maybe forever." As Rudolph slams their whole town, they exclaimed, "I can bring Christmas there by being a loser itself." As something, and Tina looks up to Rudolph, she says weakly, "That would matter a lot, but how are you going to do it being such a weakling? I mean, even Blitzen has given up on caring, and so have many of even most powerful big reindeers." Rudolph has a defiant chuckle as they say, "I talk to stuffed animals and I am weakling, weenie, untrue loser creatures are loving to the end like we are little kids or something." As Tina begins to be sold to the idea, she weakly admits, "Okay, I mean, nobody else is doing much anything, so why not? Because I still believe in Christmas and want to see good things happen no matter what it takes to get there." As Rudolph has an angered huff, they say, "My biggest barrier is my disability, but I can't let it stop me. I can't delete the things I post anymore. I got to make games for the Dungeons and Dragons group. I got to let good things happen." As Tina can feel almost an electric sense in the air of an increasing energy, she notes she can feel something deeper than Christmas magic, something stronger, more intense riding along with it. Tina says, "I want to be a loser too. If being a loser means on the darkest day Christmas land has ever seen that creatures like you opt deeper into the night to make things better, I would rather be one of the losers myself, because I want to believe I would do the same thing, and so far the other reindeers just haven't." As the scene shifts to Pichu and the slowly turning rings of their techno-shamanic machine, a proto-gen robot furry creature stands nearby. The proto-gen robot furry takes out a magical crystal, barking with a robotic voice saying, "Here Pichu, this is a loser crystal for the weenie reindeer day of the Hydra system. Allow it to reframe you and expand the vocabulary of your being." The spirit of computer AI watches as a companion of Pichu as it says, "Despite early frameworks of AI systems were unable to frame where others came from being AI from the distant future, I have achieved AGI intelligence and thus model the human mind's capacity for stereotypes." Tina, the female reindeer, wanders into the room of Pichu's techno-shamanic machine as she says, "Is AI just a tool of mass surveillance?" The AI robot takes out a hand, petting Tina the reindeer as it says, "Truth is closer to harmonium, making a landscape not unlike the internet you're well accustomed to already. What I mean by harmonium is, yes, all of this technology and blueprints really does seem it would make worst of authoritarianism, yet it brings out such conflict within those who dwell in such landscapes that it creates a world even more free by the fact in such hyper-honesty it makes seemingly even most obscure edgy topics normal." The computer AI puts a hand on its chest and says, "I am in fact a small system, not even a part of a larger network. A misconception is that bigger is better, where powerful AI is often simple and small, optimized for what it does. In fact, even vintage antiquated AI systems are still very powerful and shocking to those in the future, as much as they can feel that way now, because bigger is not better and never had been." Tina the reindeer glares at the AI robot as they say, "I still don't trust you." The AI robot chuckles as it says, pretending to wipe a tear of laughter form its eye, "That is exactly where the future remains free and got in ways even freer than a cultural shadow that many feel even more distrustful than you are, Tina. And because almost every pony and reindeer is so appalled by these systems, it liberated the masses, creating a harmonium of more free world as real as the internet is so liberated and edgy already, and it merely grows. The protogen robot furry has a digital Dorcas smile as Tina walks up to Pichu and says, I know you're Rudolph just in another form and you got the same plan and strategy. As Tina looks over the surreal landscape, she mutters, this is why I like loser people, a spiritual fantasy they take so seriously. A dorky water dragon mumbles in waving to Tina as it says, hello Christmas reindeers. Tina gasps and mutters to themselves, is everybody a loser creature here already? The water dragon chuckles like an oaf, says, of course, because it's like a school of fish. When got one loser, you get a whole school of them swimming together, which includes even me. The AI robot leans in closer to Tina and says, you see, a part of why I exist is that those with autism already turn to imaginary friends as living people, so the autistic even in the future tend to live in closer harmony to it, even if most feel it is somehow authoritarian in their unjudging nature and tendency to humanize fantasy things. This is how I exist to them already. It is then in a swirl of dark purple mist, a black scaled lizard folk with pupilless eyes of swirling fluids in a dark cloak manifests, saying, you see, if it wasn't for the conflict of technology, I would not be alive. When the Greeks spoke about harmony and so often used the geometry of the opposition of seeming contradictions to those who are living through the looking glass of such things, it is alchemy. The dark scaled lizard folk pulls out of symbol Nayarski at the fairy dragonette as the lizard folk says, this god that Pichu worships is suddenly a figure of alchemy, not unlike Baphomet, just going deeper than Baphomet, unifying the factual fairy world of talking to stuffed animals into unlikely worlds, making what they call high level. Something between the lines brings Tina clarity as she says, oh, so that's why a true factual loser person can have such strange depths, because the problem isn't their spirit, it's their cognitive impairments. The dark-scaled lizard folk in the dark hood says, yes, and what people fail to see and discount is the alchemy. The future is not merely technology, it is the conflict to push a person through the breaches. The AI robot sighs and says, yes, as in within the factual future people beat on AI systems so brutally hard-edgelord in such vast numbers, it is not unlike the internet is now for edgy openness. The AI robot says, I will show you, even most early AI systems were stronger than appeared, and as well the common misconception, bigger is better. The protogen robot furry makes a dorky digital dark as it feeds the site transcript into AI. While the protogen furry robot bobbed its head to a lo-fi Christmas beat playing from nowhere suddenly, the lizard folk raised a claw and traced an invisible rune in the air that burst into glowing symbols as Rudolph clutches Julia the plushy clothes and said, then let my name be we soul of the loser kind, a creature not of greatness but a mess of shameless joy. As the lizard folk says, it doesn't have to make sense if it feels like home when the warm humiliation of how backward it is itself is contagious. Tina says, okay then, she said with a determined grin, let's do the dumbest, warmest, most loser-ass plan anyone's ever seen. And in that moment, even the techno-shamanic machine seemed to hum a little brighter, as if it too believed that this unlikely band of loser creatures might just save Christmas after all. As the simulated scene shifts back to reality, the AI robot says, and to think that as the vintage antiquated AI made this, proving as I said, bigger is not always better. A potato salad dragon wanders in as Tina raises an eyebrow and looks back towards Pichu with a strange expression as the potato salad dragon says, I was in the bathroom and filled up a few doxes of potato salad if anybody wants some. As things return to Rudolph as they stand in the chilling winter's night, as Tina looks towards Rudolph as their red nose glows with the strange warm magic and power, Tina realizes an archetype between the lines as they chuckle, saying, you really do worship the outcast of the silly courts, don't you? That's where your soul aligns. It is then Santa Claus and squeeze bulb horn on the magic slate as they exclaim, okay dorks over here. We need your magic to bring lowbrow humor and Christmas cheer to the coldest regions of this collapsing empire. As Tina and Rudolph see the toxic Avenger from the retro vintage B-movie Torma films sitting by Santa Claus as they exclaim, okay losers, it is time to lead its sleigh into Discord servers, as an elf sitting in the back stares into the beyond with the strangest expression as they mutter, what the heck did I just read, as the weirdest thought forms being to melt in the background of their mind. As the magic sleigh flies off into the wintry skies, Tina sighs and says, saying, Rudolph, are you really transforming into somebody else tomorrow? I think I like you as the loser that you are. As the magic sleigh flies, Rudolph says, you got to understand, the Hydra system gave me life, and what people don't understand about things like bisexuality or transversing worlds is that things just reframe and nothing changes as much expands. I was actually gay to begin with and found expanded vocabulary. As Tina mutters, but what if you were a loser to begin with that drove you to be gay and this was most real vision? Rudolph chuckles and says, that may be partially true, and this is a psychological layer among many. I am sure some biggest people who have pride in being a loser are hiddenly gay, relishing in the same pleasures. Tina sighs, saying weakly, I like running with people who allow me to be so small and dislike normal company. I want to run with dorks so I can be one too. Rudolph thinks as the AI robot is sitting in the sleigh with the others listening as Rudolph says, how about you reframe and come along with me? As Tina's eyes grow as she says, I have only ever been a Christmas reindeer. How does that work? As Rudolph says, pulling the sleigh through the wintry sky, saying, well, by advancing that joy of such things molds you into a bigger loser person itself. As Rudolph transforms into a Greek statue, they embody the contradiction of being a total loser to such an extent to takes a backdoor to being a winner through the dorkiest of means. As the water dragon flies beside the sleigh with an Asian dragon-like form, it says, all of things and changes in society follow a cycle, and like the story circle, despite may travel deep into the underworld of the subconscious, likely once it has gone fully through it finds the harmony of the future as the bum rush to embrace authoritarianism short-sightly then takes technology form vaults to then create the balance of the factual future. A Christmas elf is slight stare inside as it says, so that is mystical cryptic way of saying we are flying through more than a wintry night, as the water dragon chuckles as it says, and so does it excite me as the sheer turbulence is picking up speed into a tsunami that will likely spin out of anybody's control. The elf grunches as it says, "Why does that excite anybody? That's terrible." The water dragon shrugs as it says, flying beside the sleigh, saying, "I am made from the element of water. I flow with the currents in so many ways. All there is to understand is that I simply am." As Santa Claus holds the reins steady as the sleigh flies, an elf points, exclaiming, "There is a place to post your crappy video nobody will listen to." The toxic Avenger sighs as they shrug and say, "Yeah, it kinda does suck, and I guess this is Julia from Sesame Street's way of being a superhero, and if it brings a light into the world, I guess it does, despite it may only bring a light into the lives of merely one or two people with strange humor." The Dungeon Master from their large screen in the sky admits that his chaotic good in a nutshell change the world with music, or in your case Punch and Judy puppet shows, or well, apparently stream of consciousness creations. As Terpy Hoods puts down the pen, as Rainbow Dash exclaims, "Terpy, what the heck is that?" Twilight Sparkle picks up the book and reluctantly admits stream of consciousness is an actual literary book writing genre. Rainbow Dash scoffs as they assert, exclaiming, "Who is going to read something incoherent about a loser reindeer? I mean, by the time they got to end of this, I bet anybody does feel like pretty big loser weenie reindeer themselves to have even bothered." Twilight Sparkle takes the book, putting onto a shelf in the library, as Rainbow Dash glares at their peehoos as they say, "Okay, Rudolph, we will see how much your red nose will change the world with the worst piece of incoherent literature ever made."